Should have put it down backwards, but I put it down forwards.
One sheet?
Right. Okay, welcome everybody. I officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. It's 5:01 PM. Hello. Let's see, reviewing the agenda. We've got an appointment first thing with Tyson, Highway Super. We've got some minutes and warrants we're going to take care of along the way with public comments. And then a handful of items that we have to discuss, decision items. We've got a 2026 state primary warrant, application for special, this will be alcohol license for the fair, cap two info, proceeds, Route 8A, Culver Project, town nurse, town accessibility improvements, heating oil to the town buildings, some appointments, and select board appointments. Training for the town coordinator. Updates, mail, what else?
Well, you can remove minutes.
What?
What?
You can remove minutes, I didn't get those done.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hold out table minutes.
Table minutes.
Table. What else? Anything?
Table. No. I don't
think. Anything, Alisa?
I don't think so, thank you.
All right. So there's just two of us for the folks at home, Alisa and I. Will is not here this evening. And we're going to try to get through this relatively quickly since I'm injured.
But you're okay.
I am okay.
I'm all right. You're
all right,
but.
All right, so first we have Tyson. Hi, Tyson.
Hello.
Tyson.
So I think tonight, there's a handful of things listed here, but the biggest thing is to talk about paving.
Yes.
Number.
I have a file.
You have a file? Oh my.
I had to educate myself.
So I guess we got a lot to talk about this paving on number 9 road.
We're here.
Yeah.
So in our mail, let's at least get ourselves somewhat organized.
The only quote that you should believe in your mail is FDR.
Is that a new quote?
So
no.
In our mail,
one,
we
right?
did have,
yeah.
in part one.
Old States Instruction.
We had a bunch of paperwork, which now we have.
That's the only one you got.
That's the only
more
one.
Information.
The only right one.
Okay.
That tells us a lot of what was in there is
the others
defunct
are
right now.
Ballparks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
okay,
we had talked about this last time, and we had said yes to option one, yes to option two. So where?
Well, we got
doing
some
it.
Okay, let's fill me in.
But then Tyson got new quotes for 2 inches of binder for option one and two.
Is that even though we know that they're somewhat defunct right now? Is that the Northeast ones that have?
I would don't, though that's 2.5.
Oh, no, that's 2.5.
So the funky looking ones.
Oh, okay.
Tyson has the new one for, what's the new number?
The new number for 2-inch binder for options 1 and 2 with the FDR is $250,044.54. That is the only one that I would be comfortable telling you is actually accurate.
So that's the 194, 4, and the 86.
Yes.
How come those numbers are not matching
okay.
up to what I have?
Because they're a new
oh,
one.
Oh,
because
you did it on that sheet
well,
that I couldn't
so no,
understand.
So those the new ones that are in the mail
yes.
that look like
yeah, I know
this.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
These ignore that. So what he just said
yeah.
is the new number he got that you don't have anywhere.
Okay.
But it's this work, those two that are defunct.
Right. Option one and two. So it would be
right.
that plus these two for FDR.
But it didn't say
cost.
Any options on these. That's why I was confused.
Okay. It didn't. I was confused too.
So
I redid the math though. When we sat down, I did the math right. I just forgot.
So how do you
afterwards.
Have a number, but we don't have a paver?
Excuse me.
You just said so. Let's talk about what
mm-hmm.
you whoever found
we,
out today.
We got I got a paper. I had him. He had to rebid it because what he did, he bid the wrong product.
Huh.
The product that he bid at one time did pass DOT spec. They lost their spec on that. They are no longer DOT certified to sell it from.
No, that's not what happened. Well, it's close, but not quite. Not that that's completely wrong. It's really not, I promise. But that one specific, one and two,
mm-hmm.
the size of the material wasn't to spec. I believe that wasn't to spec, The material itself, though, is approved. Option three,
yeah, wasn't spec'd.
The material got, the material on the quote, this is really hard to explain.
It is.
We needed the stones not passing spec.
The stones are big enough, so they bid.
Three-quarter, right? Is it three-quarter binder?
Well, yes, three-quarters with 2 inches.
Yeah.
Three-quarter binder, yeah, 2 inches thick.
Right, 2 inches,
yeah.
Which is not to spec, because it's got to be three times the stone size plus a little bit of the total overlay.
For DOT spec.
For DOT spec. So he changed it to be 12 and a half at 2 inches, which is the 250.04454.
Yeah.
It's really, there's a variety of problems basically with everything that Northeast Paving has submitted. The sizes of the stones are wrong. One thing,
okay.
Yeah.
Who decides the sizing of the stone that we need?
It's got to be DOT spec. DOT has specifications.
So why is it that we're not getting bids for what DOT is telling us we need?
Because it's cheaper for them to not do it right.
It's cheaper for who?
The paving company.
Northeast Paving.
But so when we ask for a bid.
Yes. So they're banking on us not knowing what DOT spec is.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yes. No, I'm not kidding you, but.
Wait. Whoa. Let's back this up a little bit and be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, just what's talked about. Let's make sure that we get everything right. So the FERCOG, let's back it up so Elisa understands all of these.
Yeah, good luck. Here we go.
So the FERCOG on the town's behalf goes out for pricing for various products, procedures for road care for all the towns. And that's a bid process. Like when we go out for a bid process, the FERCOG's doing it on behalf for all the towns. And all of these companies bid on it. And Northeast Paving was the low bidder for paving products. All States was the low bidder for the FDR, the preparation for the paving, the removal, but the grinding, the preparation for whatever technique you're going to use. All States that. Warner Brothers is the second lowest bidder for the paving, the top part, the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these quotes that you have are from Northeast Paving because that's who we're supposed to get quotes from, because that company won the bid to provide these products to all the towns.
Mm-hmm. So whenever we have a need
during this one fiscal year,
that's who we go to because that was the approved by FERCOG, they won that bid. Okay.
Recently, have been issues in other communities of a couple different issues. One, they determined that in one town in particular, the product that was provided did not meet the standard for which it was supposed to meet. And there's another issue where hasn't been thick enough. There's been some challenges that have been faced in other communities. So there's a little bit of concerns that the company that won the bid is not performing to what they should.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have for clarity is, when they bid for and they won the bid, was that the DOT spec at the time, and has it changed since then?
No, and there's nothing in the bid that says that they have to comply with DOT spec.
Okay. Right.
So that's a problem that we need to talk to FERCOG about.
And so when does the town get notified, or why? I mean, obviously I know why, but what mandates the towns to put down the product that's DOT specified?
Using Chapter 90 money.
Chapter 90 money, right.
But you don't have to use Chapter 90 money.
Right.
Hence why it's not always included.
Right. So following that, I say or ask, if we must, because of our finances, use Chapter 90 money, and Chapter 90 dictates we use a specific product, and that product is not being provided by the company who won the bid for the FERCOG, that should, in essence, allow us to proceed with another bidder, because they can't meet the spec for which we need to pay them with the money we have?
No, because they do provide the product.
They do provide the product.
Okay, they just didn't price it.
Yes, we can't.
Kind of.
In order to jump into the second lowest bidder, we have to have a reason. We can't use somebody else's reason for our reason to jump over.
I understand, well, but that's not some, what I was just saying is that somebody else's, that would be just.
Yeah, they do have the product, they just didn't.
So if they have, right, I'm just trying to follow the train of thought. So if they do have the product, then we should be able to get the bid.
One and two.
Yeah.
For three, they don't have the product we need. If we.
That's if we're using a different approach.
Yes.
Okay.
If we do it right, they have the product we need.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So these quotes that we have here for option one and two that are incorrect because these are the non-DOT spec.
Yes.
Now the total of them is what? Say that again, please.
One and two is, oh, he's looking too, but 250,044,54 for what Tyson said, I think.
250 plus.
That's with FDR. Yes.
With FDR.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one. That's stages one and two complete. That's the line to grow road complete.
Okay.
Well, without minus the top, it's complete for the base.
And so when we're talking about option one and option two, we're talking about just different sections of the road.
Yes.
Right? Not different layers of the road, but just sections of
different
the road.
Sections.
So the Vermont line to Grohl Road.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you for doing that because we were in a jumbled mess of words.
Yeah. It's okay. So, okay. So now, what is the complete cost? Wait, let me back up. That's with 2-inch.
Yes.
That's
the 250 is 2-inch, which the previous quote we had was 2.5 inch.
And so who decides
inch.
If we need, is it, again, DOT?
Our choice.
It's our choice about whether you want 2 inches of
a
binder or base.
Base.
We're talking about base.
Yeah.
I have my little layout here. I know what layout I'm talking about. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow, you did.
I mean, binder.
Same. He's referring to the same thing, though.
But it's the same thing, right?
Yeah. The diagram, see, it shows me everything.
Sure, that's good.
So I know what we're talking about.
Oh, that's fine. Good job.
This is my kryptonite. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So it's our choice whether we want 2 or 2.5. So how do we make that decision, though?
Right, but
how
thick it is, though, also changes, could change. Looking at Kyle, because he knows.
What you use for product, what you
right.
need to do.
And they might not
better product
have
for 2-inch.
They
right.
might not have.
But they don't have the smallest stuff,
no.
So the thinner we go,
the smaller the stones need to
the
be.
The smaller it be. So you could do as thin as really 2 inches.
Yep, 2 inches is the minimum we can do with what they've got that's approved for.
You could push 1.5.
Okay. Well, no, we don't want to go less.
That's really getting cheap.
Yeah.
And so, and knowing this, this is not the end. This 2-inch, we still have to come back again.
For the top.
For the
top. For the
top. At another time. Remember we had that conversation?
Top meaning the surface course?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. Don't mess with me. I've got the verbiage here.
And we have no clue.
I just want to know what we're talking about. This.
We don't know right now because we weren't planning on doing that yet, so.
What
I
the
think,
cost will be, correct.
Yeah, I can get a quote on it, but it's going to be next year and everything's going to change.
I'm just trying to make sure that everybody remembers that this is not the end of the project. This
no.
is like the big chunk. It gets us to where we are at chlorine stage.
Yeah, it'll buy us a lot of time.
Yeah. Because
chlorine stage has this.
That's
and
the base.
It needs the top. Right?
Okay, so that's just base alone. It doesn't have a top on it.
Right. Okay.
Interesting.
However, the mix they used. But also, it's the same stuff in the top coats. It's the same stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't
fine.
Have to be the same stuff.
No.
It's got sand and stone dust in it and smaller stone for the top.
So it's smoother.
For
right.
You get the 9.5.
Not as many.
Is that what you're?
Yeah, if you put binder down, you have winter binder and regular binder.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at binder and you can see the holes.
The little pits, like.
Yeah, the pits.
Yeah.
You have winter binder, it's more sand in it, the wind left, the moisture doesn't get in it.
Okay.
That's in the weeds now.
That's good to know. I don't know which one of them we have.
Okay, so the goal is to get to number 9 up to the stage, that chlorine stage of that.
Okay.
Is that
yes.
right?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, to grow up from the town line.
Yeah.
Right, but I just meant
yeah.
the the process that's been done with chlorine is what we're trying to do
with
number 9.
Yes. We'd like to do the whole number 9.
No, I totally get that. But okay.
So now, the total, all right, so now where are we at with the new, with the next part? So option 3 from roll to
root A.
8A.
That's your most complicated one.
That is.
So that 86.
I'd like to just stay with the same process. Do we know what it would cost to do this process for the remainder of the road?
Well, it'd be $71,922.50 for the FDR.
So basically $72,000, yeah.
And it would be, see, they have this listed in with a half inch shim and a half inch overlay, but we could do just with the tonnage.
What's this one?
That's, and Kyle might appreciate it. They quoted us for a half inch of pavement with half inch rock in it.
Yeah, thank you.
What?
We'd have like a net road.
Oh, so this is nothing. You can't
miss
it all.
Ignore that.
All right.
So if you were to add that, say 72, and even though they have this listed as a half shim and with an inch and a half overlay, it's going to be FDR, so it's going to be 2 inches of the same material. It's going to be $259,000 plus the $72,000 for that last stretch.
So 260 plus 72, that's what you're saying?
Yes.
Budgeting. So 332. Okay. And then the option that you want to discuss is just this, is the 200.
Yes.
Which is the half inch leveling course, inch and a half surface course. This one?
No, that's the one
different.
I just gave you, basically.
Yeah. What's the other? The drag and shim?
Yeah, we're not doing that one.
Okay,
that's the one that's not going to
okay.
go.
So is there another option for the remainder, or are we just going to proceed with figuring out how to pay for it and when we do it?
Well, it all happened, just so you guys know. We only just found out that this was all so messed up like 2 hours ago.
That's okay. That's why
we haven't had a chance.
I'm not freaked. I know. We're not.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a conversational path, and if we have to fill in the gaps where we fill them in. Full well knowing you want to schedule something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like,
right.
I'd like to schedule at least the first part, because that's...
Right.
I wanted to do something with the second, but... And it's not that I won't do something with the, technically the third part. I mean, we might go up and do the chlorine smear on it, and that'll hold it, smooth it out for now, and we can, I guess, take a look at this again in the spring, but...
And
with everything that goes on with that other, with all the... Because unfortunately, when the state finds out that a certain product doesn't pass, nobody tells you.
Okay,
which is another question. We could also go back and get a quote. We'll say we want an inch over that last section.
But then...
At the 9.5, and see what they say, because that's what they don't have.
That's what they don't have.
And then they're required to buy it. Bring it in or forfeit our contract. It sounds like that has to be double checked with Laura Phelps, but that's what it sounds like, or FERCOG, the procurement department. So that would be an option too.
And remind me, you have that. I see you have chapter 90 right in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What are the numbers again? I don't have it. Oh, we do have it in here. Is there a new one since?
No. What you had the other day.
When we met.
Yeah, that's the one we were working on both the other day. Though.
Ooh. Ah. Yes. Okay, so we have. $389.
That's what's left.
Well, that's what is definite right now in our. cash on hand, I call it, right?
For the shipment.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the apportionment that's coming is another 377.
Mm-hmm.
And when did we say think that was going to be signed?
He's not sure. Still sitting on the desk. But his prediction went from August to October, so.
Yeah, I can't even think of planning on that one.
Right. Well, and we have the wrap.
Yeah.
At some point, we'll have the wrap. But we've got some other stuff to pay for, right?
Yeah, so I have the guardrail.
You got the guardrail
right
in there.
Guardrail.
Okay. Well, my recommendation is we just proceed with to Grohl. Oh, Kyle.
The guardrail stuff. You know how some of these towns are not using the galvanized, they're just using the rusty ones? You've seen that? How much cheaper is that?
I don't know. They said everything had to pass and everything had to be new for construction is what I was told.
Well, it's new.
For state.
It's not galvanized.
Yeah.
Huh.
They didn't give me an option, Kyle. They just...
But I'm trying to think of where, I mean, some of these places are just, Conway, they're replacing guardrails.
Yep.
Not using galvanized, I mean, it's guardrail, but it ain't galvanized.
Yeah. I think that would be the
minor. And some of these back road, town roads are doing it, so probably...
It's only like four pieces, so I mean, it might save some, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's state highway, so yeah, you probably got to go
over
it's a state numbered road, so...
Well, it's good to keep that in mind, though.
Oh, it definitely would. You keep it in mind for sure. For sure.
Because galvanized is expensive.
Yeah. It's a bad time of the year to even have to buy the metal. But on the guardrail subject, while we're on it, it'll be done Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday morning.
Okay.
Well, don't we have four or five sections up in the back?
We do, but they won't use it because they don't know. They say you can't reuse it. I know that
we dug him.
I totally hear what you're saying. I totally do. What we were told is we couldn't even fix it ourselves, and we were told by
the
state.
State highway,
yes. That's what I'd like to say. If you want to tell us what you got to do, then you better come up with the cash. You want us to take care of it, but
lose the Chapter 90.
Lose the Chapter 90 cash, and it.
Yeah.
It puts the town up for liability, is what I was told.
That's the problem.
Because it's got to be designed to stop a certain weighted vehicle.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's valid.
Yeah, it's, you know, if it was a back road, it would be different.
All right, so do you have them? Are they penciled in, this project, for the road?
For number 9?
Yeah.
I've been in contact with, for the FDR. I talked to Ryan quite often, and he said, once I get a solid date for the paving, because we don't want to leave it dirt that long, he said to let them know, and it shouldn't be an issue at all to get them up and get them in kind of a sink like they did with.
Okay.
Because they like to shut down in September.
They said they can get this done beginning of the month. They just, everybody needs that go ahead.
Beginning of September?
Yeah.
See? Went past the fair.
I know. I was like, wait, beginning of what month? That'd be great, past the fair. Thank you.
All right. Well, so are we in agreement? Since it's just you and I now. You don't have Will to fall back on. We don't have to vote on this. I mean, it
has to be done. There's nothing to vote on.
I mean, we've already agreed on it. Like, we said we wanted to do the three. Two. We just have a little bit of a glitch in making sure that the product
is the right material.
So,
but between you, Kyle, Mia, and Tyson, and Will, you guys all have the expertise and the verbiage and the understanding, so, you know.
I do think it's risky to try to pull off three this year with the money.
I would not be in favor of doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if something happens.
But if we can get down, down to Grohl Road.
If I get the blessing to go to Grohl, and then I'll, like I said, we'll work on the other before winter.
That's the worst part of the road.
I know.
Be golden after that.
I'll double tack it if I have to. That's cheap. In the scheme of things, it's cheap.
Yeah.
And We'll just do a big patch over it instead of individual holes. We'll start at the beginning of it and just drag everything back.
Yeah, there's what, like 4 or 5 really bad sections.
Yeah.
That...
yeah, but we'll do that and hopefully that'll save it. And hopefully we can cross our fingers on that.
Well then, well we should have the money for next year. There's no reason why we shouldn't.
No, because we're not using
it. Yeah. Unless something catastrophic happens.
Yeah, we would have it unless we, I mean, ideally we would get it through STRAP.
Right, I mean, we still have.
Right. That way we could use that for like summer steps.
Right.
And that's not, because the way we talked, if we, the big reason I was planning on doing the last section as well is because Sumner Stetson is on my list for my paving.
Right.
In the future, that's
right.
My pavement plan. Yeah. What that's going to do is it's just going to kick that back because I haven't finished one other road yet. But it is what it is. It has to be done.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to play that one by ear, and when we can do it, we can do it.
Okay.
Okay, so walk me back to the beginning. Tell me what it is that we're moving forward with, because you brought off some numbers early on in this conversation before I even knew what we were talking about.
Tomorrow or Thursday, I will be on the phone and try to get solid times that we can do, and I'll schedule parts one and two.
Yeah.
The original full FDR with 2-inch binder.
With 2-inch binder.
For roughly $250,000.
$250 from...
Vermont line
down to Grohl.
Yeah.
Out of 380.
2-inch.
Almost 390.
Got it. Thank you.
And that's going to leave us, hopefully, if they can do this mid-September, and they're planning on getting the rest of the money signed by October, I won't even see the bill by the time they assign the other one, because it's going to take them... it's going to take them 30 days usually to send a bill. Mm-hmm. So then that might actually flow us into...
and when we get the bill, we're going to
immediately put in for... If I get one of the two bills, it will immediately go in as a partial reimbursement.
Good.
And definitely make sure you submit the Chapter 90 request before you call the paving company.
Oh, yeah.
And have it approved before you go.
Perfect.
Great.
Okay. All right. So, are you good?
I am.
Actually,
I wrote that way better than last time.
Good. That's good. All good. All right. So that's the guardrail.
Yep.
Number 9 road. So
Flag Hill
Road branch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In our select board mail. There's some mail. There's a proposal in your pile, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that out loud, but was it really?
The nice one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the real Maximilian quote for the road.
Yes,
for a total of $1.7 million, right?
Still real.
Huh?
It's still a very rough number. They wanted to put something on, but without having it engineered and... some kind of water flow study and everything else. Yeah.
Okay, and so this number gets us what? Not a paved road.
Definitely not.
Right, we're looking at an established dirt road. Like
this is building a road up so it's passable. So it's barely passable.
By two cars, though.
What's that?
By two cars, right? Like the full...
No, he was saying just barely a vehicle plus our illegal is 10 feet.
There's not enough real estate to
No.
No?
Okay. And like I said, this was with replacing the culverts that they saw. And this is without wetland permitting and everything else. This was to get us a number to start with.
The culverts are 4 feet above where the road is now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This would go from where to where?
This would basically go from just past Cucciara's house. I can't remember what the number would be.
No, I know where Mike's house is.
Yeah.
The Beaver Pond?
To the middle of...
0.6 miles from that point.
Yeah.
That's right.
0.6
miles.
0.6 miles past Cucciara's driveway.
That would put him around just the far end of his property. So
great,
this is basically going to be a dead end driveway.
Okay.
I still want to get up there too, though.
All right. Well, thank you. I don't even know what to say on this one right now. I know that we also have, was it in our mail? the letter from?
Yes.
Okay, was that out of my
Yes, I didn't know what you were. Yeah.
I'm in my mind. That's in our mail too, right? I know I read it.
Yes, it is.
So we do have the.
Which is a question,
from
I
the
mean.
Resident.
But keep in mind, the town had. The highway department, the only thing the highway department had to do with this, because this is beyond their scope of practice, was to find a legitimate contractor that was actually going to be approved and able to do this kind of work. We had
right.
them walk it and check it out, and then that's where our numbers came from. We there was no way we could give them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, this is fine. No, this is good. This is what we needed. You were asked, this is what you're asked for, and this is what we got. And I'd love to bring that up in another conversation with the finance committee. Huh? Will's not here, so.
Yeah, another time.
Well, thank you for getting that. Town center kiosk. What's up with that?
When I talked to Will, he said to still hold on. He put us on hold off on that.
Oh yeah, why did we do that?
He put us on hold off because I asked him, I said, well, we'll do it, but where is it going? He said, somewhere at the fairgrounds. I said, well, the fairgrounds is a big place.
No.
That's what I was told. That's why he
That's
said hold
sad.
Off.
That's pretty sad. I don't remember why he said that, though.
No. It's still supposed to go in front of community hall. That's
yeah.
where it's going, right?
That was the selected place
location, yeah.
by the planning board.
I think
but
was,
the concern was that when we you started the whole ball rolling as far
yeah.
as reimagining town center and how things might change, it's like, well, we might then have other options of where it could go. There might end up being another option, but that is like years down the road.
I thought it was just being stored at the fairgrounds.
Oh,
no,
maybe
no,
that.
It could be stored here, not at the fairgrounds.
Yeah,
we have this red. We have this red shed that has the white. Boards that are used for display boards that are used for the
is
art
it,
exhibition.
Is it out in one of those storage sheds?
Not in it's a, the red shed that's
oh,
next
oh,
to
yeah,
the two
yeah,
trailers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I
yeah.
was
yeah.
inquiring with Will if there's enough room for it to get tucked away there.
So he might
for
have
now.
Just said the wrong place.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I'm
so
curious
that's
about that
because
that was confusing.
I'm almost thinking at this point, if it's going to be a while since we take that thing down, why don't we just piece it down, like take it apart?
Well, that was what I was asking.
And then instead of like having to cut them at the base and leaving cement in the ground, why don't we just pull that out, replant the grass right there, and like it never happened?
Well, my question was, at the time when I thought we were moving it to a location, was
mm-hmm.
can we just dig it up and move it?
That's what we were thinking, but nobody could come up with a. Well,
right.
this is nowhere
well,
to store it for
I
a
mean,
while, so.
I think that. Yes, the whole reimagining, or not reimagining, but however you want to say, reconfiguring the center for accessibility and how's that going to look. Yeah, that's multiple years from now.
Right, so we can't
so
really wait on that.
We can't, yeah, and...
I mean, I could pick...
I think we take it apart and we relocate it right now.
Okay.
That's my feeling.
Okay, then let's do it.
Do that.
So that we can do what we
but
said, put it to bed for moving it, and then figure out where it's going to go.
We can
but
do
not
that.
At
but
the fairgrounds.
Not but
the
not at the fairgrounds.
Well,
so you're talking about taking it down
yeah.
and putting it in the spot that has been...
Yeah, no, wherever the storage.
Oh, the storage.
Yeah.
We're
going to
take it apart and
that's
then get
what
the cement out of the ground and replant grass, and it never happened.
Yeah, and we'll move it over here and then figure out, because I think we're going to have to make a change to it anyways. That's another little conversation at some point.
Yes.
But that's what I've been asking for a while now, and then we got stalled on, okay, well, how do we take it down?
Yeah, so taking
and
it apart.
And then we're going back and forth with all these different options, keeping in mind of how it will then be reinstalled, and we've just stalled out on this
right.
whole thing. But
yeah,
so can we just
way.
Take
yeah.
the damn thing down?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay.
We can do that.
Not damn.
Darn, beautiful thing. Sorry. It's just been a long time. A little frustrating. Okay.
All right.
So,
chapter
in your hands now?
Oops, sorry.
It's in my hands now.
Chapter 90 planning. Did we make anything to talk about? We kind of talked about that.
No,
right?
I just kind of put like...
Stuff because
as many
what,
categories
yeah,
as I can think of might
and
be
general
stuff.
Discussion and next steps. Well,
do
you have a question? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've noticed that I'm driving up 8A, not 8A, on Avery Brook, right before you hit that little fun dip, there is now a big white painted arrow. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What? You're talking about
Charlemont or in Heath?
No, it's in Heath.
There's two dips. So
well, that dip has been
Heath
handled
dip.
Already.
Heath
I'm
dip.
Talking about the Heath,
Heath dip.
Dip.
That's a. I'm just.
So you didn't put that big white arrow. In.
There is something there in the road now.
That's for the wires.
I thought it was the wires.
That's for the wires. Everyone.
It's right by the dip, and I thought, what is high? What
no,
is
I think
happening?
Isn't there.
Yeah,
was there wires right
above
that? I didn't look up because I saw the arrow.
Dark, I don't know what they're doing.
There is a white line there.
Yeah, well, they've had one thing that they said they were redoing on a string line or something. I don't know if
there is. It's like a line that comes out and then the arrow.
So there's this big white arrow that's pointing directly at that
dip.
That's why
I
thought it had something to do with the dip.
Well,
like, what's going on with my dip?
Somebody else wants to come and fix our dip. But
the only way I know where I am on the road, you know? It's like, yep, dip, okay, turn to the left. Okay, so that has nothing to do with us. It is.
Yep.
But yeah. Okay, that was my another highway question.
It hasn't moved in years.
I know.
At least it's consistent.
No, but where the cracks in the road,
uh-huh.
It's not broken. That thing hasn't moved.
I know.
It's so weird.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And you walk over the bank towards the river and look at it. You can't see where.
Just like an unexplained, confusing.
Jeff was here, I wanted to cut it out and build it up and put a patch over it.
So weird.
He was scared.
The
Avery Brook dip.
You hit that with a truck, heavy truck, it really throws you.
Yeah, I bet
it does.
It does in the Tahoe, too. So, okay.
I don't know what's there.
So, just as a, you guys know, because I sent a note, I had Mia pass out my email to Tyson. Tyson and I met, thank you for meeting with me. We met for 2.5 hours
last week, about a week ago,
something like that. We had a great conversation, went over quite a few things. We got a lot more to go over, so we're going to do another meeting at some point,
sure.
Do some follow-up, but we talked a lot about Chapter 90. Mia came in for that part of the conversation, which was good, and we talked about the roads. We talked about, we talked about the salt shed and what's to come on the salt shed, and I've asked for a completion date by the end of this calendar year on the salt shed, so I'm hoping that we can wrap that thing up and get everything off, taken care of money-wise on that.
And the salt shed is just electrical at this point, is that correct?
Well, we've got the retaining
wall.
We've got a couple little oddball things. But Tyson's on top of that, and Mia's got her part, and Hillman's supposed to be here in 2 weeks?
Tuesday after the fair.
Yeah, so things seem to be on track, and that's hopefully our plan that we will close that out. Yeah,
there's a lot going on at once. I met with George Propane the other day. They came
Perfect.
They wanted, we're starting the tank relocation. I got to rent a trencher
Good.
And do that stuff, so they want that done by, pretty much that's going to be done next month too. So.
Good, great. Yeah, if we close it out before the end of the year, that's great, but at least it was a kind of a good goal. It was a nice date to put to it.
And there's still
we're gonna have another meeting and talk about just stuff with the how the things are going with the crew and making sure we're up to date with OSHA, which Tyson's been working on.
Yes.
Just some of those oddball things that I used to, as the liaison, talk about and deal with, and I just felt I wanted to do that now.
The whiteboard is up on the door.
We talked about ways to communicate. And to have like little ways that everybody at the highway department feels like they're a part of projects, and how good it feels when you have like lists of project and you get to cross them off or you get to white them out, you know? So we talked about putting a whiteboard, which has been talked about for years,
sure.
In the main bay for the guys to be able to work with Tyson and put little lists of activities that have to be done and then be able to cross them off when they get it done and add more as they need to. We talked about making sure that we get back on track with the vehicle and equipment logs and the maintenance logs and fuel logs, just all those kind of nitty gritty things that nobody likes to do, and we just need little pleasant reminders and Tyson's working on getting up to speed with the program for
iWorks.
Maintenance control on the fleet.
Yeah, for iWorks.
iWorks that Jeff used to do. There's a computer program that you can use, and Tyson's working on getting that up and going.
For vehicle maintenance.
Vehicle maintenance.
Yep.
And what else did we talk about? I think that's the bulk of it, really.
That was the main decision.
Oh, roadside mowing. Roadside mowing.
They're looking up parts for the other mower today. I've got them. Macy's is looking up a couple numbers.
So, yeah, we've kind of, we're going to do the best we can, folks, this year on roadside mowing. That's all we can say.
Yes.
We're going to get as much done as we can get done, and then we're going to continue to put some new techniques in place to make it a little bit easier next year. We're going to talk more about that at a later date.
Later date.
When
definitely.
We know how we're doing it. But that we have it on. So for people at home, we have it on our radar. We know we got to deal with it. And it's something that we are working on.
It's a parts availability right now, but they're working on it. And I'm also, they've got a link up to Alamo.
Yeah.
So right from the dealer, right from the manufacturer. So we'll see.
That's great. Tyson's already started to get ready for winter.
Yes.
We know we've got to already start looking for plow guys and girls, if there were any out there. Not to be sexist. What else? Trucks, maintenance, working on trucks.
We're working.
Undercoating.
We just got one restarted. We got a good majority of it needle scaled, getting ready for undercoating.
Yep.
We'll do a service on that, and that'll be ready for winter. One truck at a time.
Okay. Mm.
Did you ever find that A-frame for the transfer station for the recyclables?
The what?
You know how they keep moving that box over for the
Yeah, no, I hadn't found that.
There's an A-frame over there.
Okay.
On the other side of that, there he was. All you gotta do was try to dig it out, pull the box out, re-lag it back in. Then they can't mess up that box ever again. If they knock it out again, they have to fix it, you know?
Alright, yeah, we can do that.
But look at that. There should be, like I said, that A-frame was on the other side of the recyclables.
Okay.
You may want to take it out, look at it, maybe on the back side of that, have Danny come up and weld some bumpers on it. And that way they won't keep hitting the walkway.
That would be nice.
And then you may have to drill in the holes, epoxy them, you know, get some concrete epoxy in it.
Yeah, okay.
The walkway, that brings up the walkway. We still have that money we have to do.
We've got to use that money.
Oh, it's on my long-term to-do list.
Okay, good. Just make sure it's on a list.
Always
on a list.
Don't we have to use that money by a certain time?
These days we'll overlook
it. No, they're just saying that you
really
should use
that,
the money.
They can't.
Because like anything
it
else,
goes down that track.
Why would they give you money if you don't spend it?
Right, I would really like to spend it.
Right,
if we can't find the money, we can spend it.
What happened? Two conversations.
Sorry.
Oh,
I thought I was going
to limit to one.
All right. Sorry.
I didn't know that one. I interrupted that one, so I brought it up. Sorry.
No, but I was going to bring it up too.
Oh, okay.
Because that's been on my list as well. Just I hadn't heard more about it. Because the idea was to find either a source to replace that walkway or
build
one.
A new one if we need to, yeah.
So are we at a point where we're unable to find
I
one to purchase?
I got a quote.
He had a quote to build one.
To build one.
I was probably supposed to look for quotes for a metal one.
It's on the list.
Metal one's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But you have
a
quote.
The metal one, if they hit it once, it's
done. That's why I
right.
like the
they usually have stuff made out of aluminum.
Well, that's why we were going to get one that was on wheels you could roll away so they couldn't damage it. And that could have like
put
a full
track back in, the problem should go away.
Well, that's good.
That track, you mean
so
the A-frame that you're talking about?
Yeah, the A-frame, because it's got wheel tracks. If they were looking in their mirrors properly when they pulled in, they could see that it was veering off, and it, I don't think they were.
Was there a, why were we looking at that in the first place? Wasn't it to
they
make
changed
so
the size
was,
of the box. By changing the size of the box, they made it bigger, they added a door. So now the deck that's on there is not big enough for somebody to actually walk in and use all the available doors
mm-hmm.
on there.
You
so you've got to keep pushing everything over the empty
mm-hmm.
spot.
Okay.
Sometime I reach. Okay. So are we
so I guess
one or are we buying one?
I mean, I think that one was over 10. So we'd have to...
To build is over 10?
Yeah. So we'd have to come up with a scope of work and get three quotes.
But we only got the one quote too, so it's...
We'd have to re-quote.
And it's not going to happen right now because it's not going to be written out.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a good spring project if the money is not an issue.
It's not. And so we should talk about that too, you and I, because we can be spending some of that money every single time you get a recycling bill.
Okay.
If it's over a certain amount, it's usually rates on there.
Right.
You can use this percentage of RDP funds against this. So we could just start doing that and we'd spend it down over time.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have access to that RDP. So I don't know how we'd be
I'm not, no, no, yeah, no, I know, I'm not saying that you should have been doing that. I just, it's something to consider.
It's an option.
That's an option.
Stop a lot of your anger.
That would be nice.
I wanted to put it in a long time ago.
The problem is we don't know when they're going to pull it. We never know when they're going to pull it.
That box, you can pull it out with a loader.
No, but I'm saying if they were to pull a box on a Friday night is what I'm saying, or early Saturday morning.
They always seem to be doing it in the morning.
And there's nobody going to be here when the dump opens Saturday and that box is off kilter. There's nobody here Saturday to move, so if Dan would have to call somebody in to come in and reset it. So we'll make sure we get it out. And hopefully it works.
Okay. So that was kind of my list, my highway list. What else do you have, Tyson? Anything else on your list for now?
No, nothing really on our list. We did think about adding to our job description and putting cattle wrestling in.
I heard. And
I saw that on Facebook.
Of the highway department having to herd cattle.
Yes. Who's?
Jake Urali's. Cows got out.
Yeah.
But they kept going the road. That was the thing. That's why we had to get involved. So this is a safety thing. Motorcycles are out.
Yeah.
It's like we got to get them off the road, get them where they're supposed to be, and keep them there.
Yeah.
Where did you ultimately find them?
Right up in the center. I was heading towards Taylor Brook Road, and I saw the cows. I'm going, there's no fence there.
And how far down Averbrook they make it?
They didn't. I stopped them. They went across.
Oh, really?
Just barely.
Oh, they went down. They went down Avery Brook.
I yeah, there were parts of them down Avery.
I got them off Taylor Brook.
Oh, I missed them. Darn it.
And brought them back over. Then they went to number 12 Avery Brook.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw the reflection in the big windows in the woman's barn, and they all liked that.
Oh.
And then the one with the horn saw the reflection in the Prius mirror and tried to rip the Prius mirror. So we got them away from there and back up around. And they had went back into the woods, and we thought they were going back from where they came from until we got a call from 43 Avery Brook, and they were all over the road. So the owner at that time was there.
Busy cows! They were traveling!
The owner was there, and he said, I got grain, they'll follow me. I said, perfect. So
only after
grain.
The first hour was he there.
Yeah, and
so
they
it was
didn't
an
follow
hour
him
of
that
freedom.
Far. You had a couple of them following him, but the other eight were going every which direction.
They were breaking loose. They said, we've had enough of Heath. We're heading down Avery.
So I wish I could have recorded your phone call when you go.
I ended up walking from Avery Brook at number 42 Avery all the way to the big yellow house on Burrington Road, South Road. Because it was the only way.
All the way down to Burrington?
All the way up through the woods.
Oh, through the woods.
Through
I was
the
like,
woods,
what?
Up the hill. Because they couldn't.
They were in the woods.
They wouldn't leave.
My God.
They wouldn't. He's trying to lead two or three, and there was 10 of them.
Is that really steep?
And you turn around, and the others were gone back down the road again, running for the road. Yeah, it's like that in spots.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where the hell was I?
It was...
Get back to my old Wrangling days.
Well, you know what I didn't realize? That's what field drivers are for.
Yes.
I didn't call any of the field drivers.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you that.
I didn't understand that.
Those positions, so you should have called. I was going to ask you that when you sent the picture.
I had
like,
no idea.
You should have called the
field
drivers.
I looked it up after the fact, and I said, there's no way
they're probably all
that
here.
I didn't call.
That's so funny.
Because who's that? That's
Karen.
Probably Karen.
Karen
has
she couldn't.
That. She's
there's
on crutches.
There's four of them, though. There's four of them. There's four field drivers. I just can't remember
who
the other
one
there.
That's
yeah.
Karen.
Yeah. It was an interesting day. But nobody
Brian,
got hurt.
Brian DeVries used to be one.
I can look.
I remember.
But they finally made their way home?
Finally made their way home, yeah.
After like 4 hours.
Oh,
and the first issue was figuring out whose cows they are.
Yeah, that
but
was
I just love
part.
It when stuff like that shows up on All Around Heat Facebook page, because that's what the
it's
page is
helpful.
For. You know,
and
it's like, whose cow is here? Whose pig is here?
But we didn't have any phone numbers of these people anyway, so you put it on there, it's like, hey, this is great, because people were talking to him, and he was relaying through the radios and stuff.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
that's
really
great.
Wonderful.
Oh, and Freeman's cows would get out. That was hard to figure out whose cows they were.
Mm-hmm. Well, same with this, because it's not where he usually has his cows.
Yeah.
So we.
He used to have his cattle over here, but now they're not here.
Mm. Right. So then the only reason I knew that they were there was because the new office assistant lived next door to him. And when I said that the cows were out, she said, well, how many are there? So I said, well, Tyson said, because originally maybe thought there was like 15.
Yeah.
So I'm like 15. And she's like, so then they're not the Lively's, it's the Raleigh's, because he just moved his cows there. So then she knew that, but then she didn't have the phone number right away. So then I didn't have his phone number.
Oh,
I didn't know who knows who.
All I could
it was
see,
like a game of phone
I didn't think
tag.
The cows would have traveled that far. So I thought, well, Lively has cows. Let's go over to his house and see if they're still there. And there was none. They were laying down in the weeds way back, so we didn't see any. So it's like,
and
okay,
like
those are probably the ones
that
belong here.
That.
So, because they were way up there. But, so that was a good travel distance for them.
Too funny.
They had a walkabout.
They did have a walkabout.
They got a tour. They were breaking free. And I was like, we're out.
Well, where were they? Where were they supposed to be? Is there any food there?
They're beautiful pasture right there.
But
they were walking right by.
But on South Road?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
They were walking through the field up in the center with all that tall grass. They wanted nothing to do with it. They wanted to walk
that's
right through.
That's so funny.
Oh my
they
goodness.
Wanted a walkabout.
They did. Say, they were like,
oh, our field drivers are Jeff Peck, Mike Freeman, Nina Marshall, and Karen Brooks.
Oh, well, Nina has a new hip. Karen's on crutches.
Yeah. Yeah. We crossed like four, well, it's probably the same stream like 4 times and stone walls and logs. So, yeah.
Any property damage that
needs
to be dealt with?
Okay. If anybody wants this.
Well, oh, I saw them on. How did you get pictures?
I should send them to you too. Hold on, you're busy with fair stuff.
That's no excuse. Keep me.
I know. Of all things, you would have wanted to see that.
The people from number 12 are from New York City. They're not here a lot. They kind of thought it was comical. They enjoyed it.
Holberts.
They like this grass.
Very much.
I know. I was trying to see if they ended up at my dad's place, but it didn't look like it.
Some big ones and some little ones, huh? This is a real big one. Oh, yeah. Look at this guy with the horns. Holy moly.
That's actually a Wagyu.
Holy moly.
They want to go to the Heath Fair. That's what they want to do. Sign them up.
All right. What else? Anything highway department-ish?
No, other than that, we're just kind of gearing up for the fair, getting the track ready and getting the loader ready and stuff.
Okay.
And that's about it.
So in our mail, we had a email from a resident looking for an update on number 9.
I updated her on it. I just put it in
there so
you could
okay.
just
ask you.
I realized after I should have probably noted that somehow, but
that's okay.
I did give her an update the day she asked.
Okay.
I told her I'd put it in there, though, because she had some comments just in general about number 9 road.
So
she did respond saying she got my response back
okay,
and then answered her questions.
So now maybe we could send her back a new response with the final plan?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'm good.
All right. Excellent.
Let's, can we regroup in 2 weeks? You want to regroup in 2 weeks because then we'll have, or you got something? Check your schedule. Let us know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm leaving the end of the month. Yeah, but I'll be
double check
for Tuesday.
Yeah,
but
not a problem. Double check
anything.
And then
we'll figure out a time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Tyson.
Thanks, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye. These cows are beautiful.
I know. That's why I say they're good looking cows.
When you send me the picture, I'm like,
goodness.
Wow.
Nice cows.
Go further away from the door.
Is that Jason with a rake in his
hand? Yeah. I think. Well, that was when they were all alone, the three of them.
Oh my gosh.
It was probably about an hour because Jason works in South Deerfield, Raleigh.
Yeah, definitely keep me in the list.
So it took a while to not only get a hold of them, but get them here.
Yeah.
So they were kind of all on their own for a little while. The three of them who are not cattle wranglers trying to wrangle 10 cattle.
Yeah. This was yesterday?
Okay.
2 days.
Yeah, yesterday.
I missed all the fun.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
Great. Public comment? Barbara?
You're the only public here.
Public?
I should have just said, Barbara comment?
That's right.
No. Not tonight.
Not tonight?
Maybe,
no.
maybe you'll jog. Well, I do have a question.
Okay.
I don't know if this is...
Coming up?
Right. I'm just wondering what's going on with our... Jacobs Road Municipal Center sign. Because I see it a lot. I see it, but it's not
here.
Yes, exactly.
It's ready. That was going to be on my list of questions for Will tonight, who's not here.
So if you're driving down.
Why, you actually saw it, son?
Where do you see it?
Oh, you can see it. If you're
right
driving,
by my house?
If you're driving down 8A from here. South.
Yeah.
And you get to a certain property, and there's an open garage shed. It's right there.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like...
Well, it's in my. I didn't send them out ahead of time, so you haven't read them yet. But the town coordinator updates. I did ask Will about that earlier this end of last week, and he said that he had finished up the second slide. And he was finishing up some small details, and then would be installing it.
More details?
But wasn't there an issue with, like, budgeting? The money had to be spent.
That is still very much so an issue.
Okay.
So is how much money?
All right. Well, I won't ask any more questions. I just wondered because I see it. It's like it looks like a sign, but.
It's a good wonder.
Maybe
we're wondering
you should just
too.
Send a note to him. Can we get the sign as well?
Yes. Well, he said that he wanted to install it this week, so that was the second piece of it.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know anything about if he's
really done.
Well, yeah, or if he's wanting to update his price. I don't know. I feel like we should have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should just send him an email.
I mean, it's going to have to come out of.
Yeah.
JRMC expenses.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
It looks like a nice sign. It deserves the light of day.
Thank you.
We will follow up on that.
Yes.
Okay, select board discussion items. Warrant. 2026 state primary sign and approval.
So I
want to
have you guys
post it.
I feel like you guys usually sign those in the meeting, and I left it in my office with along with all the other things you need.
Oh, we can do it at the end.
You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
totally
yeah. But we can. You need us to vote on that, right?
Yeah.
Vote. So can I have a motion, please, to approve the 2026 state primary election warrant?
So
moved. You don't need anything else in that, right? For the...
I don't think so. Approve and sign.
Yeah. I'll second it. Any discussion or questions?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Rob, and aye. Okay. And the app... Oh, no. The application. We're not going to be able to vote on this.
Oh, no.
I didn't even think of that.
Oopsie.
I did.
Special meeting anymore?
Do I have?
You have to. There's no.
Mm-hmm. And as chair, you just can't sign off on it on your own?
Well, actually, I am the. Isn't that one of my appointments, technically? Isn't that on the list, or did you take that off the list? There used to be one that was on there for alcohol, something, something, I thought. That's something I had to.
No, it's got to be a vote of the whole board.
Yeah. When's the fair? Oh, it's...
This is the last day.
Yeah. So, yeah, Will and I will have to meet at some point and vote it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it has to be...
We have to post a meeting. Right? You have to do all that?
Yeah. You'll have to post a meeting. Just,
Do you think he'd come for, like, later? A minute?
Oh, can we call him?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and see if he'd come for, like, 5 minutes.
We could ask him. You want to text him and ask him. If not, You could just call him. I mean,
that would be most convenient if he could. I
if
mean,
he could.
That's horrible.
If not, you're
going
to have to do a remote.
I don't even know where surgery was. Was it local?
It had to have been local enough that between the time that he texted me, that she was still.
She's kind of out of it. I don't know that she should.
I know.
Be left alone either.
I'm not going to ask.
I'm just thinking.
I know. That's not. You're right. That's not a good idea.
He can't remote in.
It's not posted.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
So you're going to have to remote a meeting. Well, we just need to, you either have to do it remote, because I'll have to call in, because I'm not going to be around this week, or you got to do it for like Monday.
And you can just do a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
And just make it remote and make it happen.
We can do it for Monday.
I'm really sorry.
I know it can't, because I got mom gone Thursday.
Wait, we have to post
it though.
The
whole paving thing kind of put a damper in things today.
If she posts it tomorrow, Monday's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what day tomorrow is.
Wednesday.
Yeah, only Tuesday.
So if it gets posted Wednesday, you can't do it on Friday. Not that it has to be. It doesn't.
That's
what I said. It can be.
It can be done the day before. We didn't want it to be the day before, but.
Voted.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we have it to post at the fair.
Oh, yeah.
So I can either do something right at the end of the day on Monday, or if you do it remote, I can do it from my office.
Okay.
Whatever you feel the urge to do, I have to talk to Will.
Sorry, that just didn't even occur to me.
We'll do it Monday, but it could be wrong if you wanted to. It
doesn't make any difference to me. Whatever works for Will, for his timing and all that kind of stuff.
It'll take it.
Just let me know.
It'll take you 5 seconds.
Yeah, no worries about it.
And that's a meeting I shouldn't even sign into.
You don't know.
Right?
You don't know.
Okay. I mean, I'm available. I would have to then accuse myself. I don't know if that needs to be.
We're not
going to
talk about anything else.
But I don't know if it needs to be on the record that I.
You're not
I'm
present.
Not showing it because I'm accusing
you're not
myself.
Present.
Okay.
No, you should be fine.
Okay.
If
however
you're
you
present,
guys want.
Yes, it would have to be on the record.
Okay.
But since you're not.
You can always sign a disclosure too. Just sign one of them and give it to Mary and just say on there that you are not attending the meeting. If you feel like you need to, you can do that. It's all your personal choice on that.
Okay.
All right, CAF 2. So we just need to do a vote to expend the CAF 2 money that we received last year. It's so confusing
this
to me when
the,
it actually
I think
came.
These are calendar year. That's what I'm...
Is it? But it came in, is it 2026? Or does it 2024?
2026. Remember we asked this question about 2025? And he's like, I don't know the answer.
Well, it's the last amount we got for CAF 2, but we're going to be getting more.
Yes, but we just trying to figure out what happened in 2025.
Right. So we did not vote to expend this towards the broadband node.
Oh, okay.
So we just need to do that so it's on the record and so the treasurer can do her job.
Okay.
And the count, everybody knows where to put it. So can I have a motion, please, to expend the CAF 2 proceeds, from
Westfield Gas and Electric.
Westfield Gas and Electric, yeah. In the amount of $58,408.05, and this would be for payment on the broadband note.
So moved.
And I got to second it. Any questions or comments?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye. Route 8A, the culvert project. So in the mail in part 5?
That one's part 5 because it was so long.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck at the end.
So that was the notice of intent for Conservation Commission for the project. VHB completed that, and that's in there. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. We just need to vote on it, right? Do you need anything else from us on it?
No, I mean, I read it other than an abundance of grammatical errors. It didn't seem like there was anything wrong.
Yeah, I kind of noticed. But
I told them already to change the address, and then I found the grammatical errors, so I'm hoping they're going to be going through it, but the contents. Seemed okay.
Yeah.
So And does ConCom need to vote on this too?
Yes, yeah, so we're voting to submit it to the ConCom.
Oh, we're voting to send,
yeah.
send it to them
yeah.
for their,
yeah.
okay.
For applying.
So can I have a motion to approve and submit the notice of intent for Route A, Jacksonville Stage Road, Culver Project, submitting it to the Conservation Commission?
So moved.
Second.
I know.
It's and
really
any questions, comment?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye. And can you, Mia, just give me an update on the funding for all of that whole project once it goes through? We have X
yes.
amount of money
so
that
have...
paid for the design.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do we have a grant or
right.
something?
Yeah, so... kind of funky, but we got a phase one municipal small bridge grant through DOT, I think FY24.
Yes.
To fund engineering and like construction, like pre-construction services through bidding it out. So that's it's funded all the way through. They'll do
the
bidding and everything.
Okay.
We just have to do they'll give us step-by-step instructions on how to open the bids, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so that was like $130,000 just to fund that, including this wetlands permitting that
mm-hmm.
you guys just motioned to do. Then I think the final estimate came back for construction at $1,355,000. So we applied for $500,000 through the new Community One Stop
Yeah.
for growth program, which is includes STRAP, the Rural Development Fund, the MassWorks, all those MassWorks grants that people always talk about.
Yeah.
So that's through that program. That got submitted back in June. I know that we got a good review from the STRAP DOT side, and it's still in review, hanging out in limbo. And then last week I applied for the $1 million through Municipal Small Bridge Phase 2. For the construction piece, and somebody's already reviewing it because I got some
okay,
revisions
good.
Requested, like the day after I submitted it.
So,
so
the hope
really
is both those grants come through, and then there's no
right, and then
out.
We have all the money.
Yeah,
hopefully, obviously, there's always a possibility
right,
that the bids
right,
can
right.
come back, but there is a contingency included in there, so it should be okay. And then we'd retain VHB since they did all the engineering through construction as a part of that money, so that's factored
right.
into the quote. And we were able to work it out that, like, all the details and everything, which obviously ends up being insanely expensive for the duration of a project like that. You can't include those in Municipal Small Bridge, that $1 million, but you can in the other program. So we worked it out so that we, like, applied for that extra stuff that wasn't applicable for one and the other one. So if everything works out, the project would start next spring, summer.
Okay.
And we're in... getting very close to sending out the waivers of appraisal and damages with cover letters to the easements we need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you said it would start next spring, you said?
Ideally.
Ideally?
If we get all the funding we need. If we don't get Municipal Small Bridge, that would be detrimental and I'd push it back. If we don't get the other one, there's a possibility that we could find, there's a couple more ways we could fund.
But the idea is that this is fully funded by grants and
yes.
not taxpayers. Okay.
Yes.
And not Chapter 9.
And not Chapter
9. And not Chapter 90. So it would work out really well that way. And then it would get it done before 8A would get paid through the Municipal Pavement Program. And that's our worst rated culvert right now.
Okay.
The state, uh-huh. even before I applied for it, reached out and said, hey, you have this culvert that's deteriorating. You should really apply for this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
That gets it out of the way. And
beautiful.
It would do a ton of drainage improvements in that area, too. It's not just the culvert. There's, like, gabion baskets and new armored drainage ditches and all along the end of Brunel. So that, you know how Brunel washes out
yeah.
totally right now?
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen anymore. New mash-rated guardrail,
yeah,
new pavement.
Right, in that whole area would be taken care of.
Yeah,
yeah,
that whole corner.
No, that's good.
It's very good. It would, and, like, right now, I mean, it wouldn't wash out there anymore where they had to... like
where we have
emergency
to go down
repairs
over the
and
bank in there. And
I
that.
Mean, there's like pieces of guardrail and bridge beams in there right now holding up
yeah,
the bank
just
because
right.
it the road would have collapsed by now if they didn't
right.
do that.
Right.
So
that's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Mia.
a lot of work.
Yep. Town nurse position. So we've... There's been some emails back and forth from Jean on behalf of the Board of Health. They have a meeting tomorrow, from
yeah,
what I understand?
Yeah, to actually have a recommendation on the applicant, but I guess... I think that... I was confused, too, at first. I think that he had forgotten to send an email after their last meeting, when we last met with them.
Oh, because he sent me something that made no difference. I didn't understand what he was
it
talking
didn't.
About.
So
oh, okay.
I think that where we last left off with them when they came here for a meeting was that they were going to have a meeting the following day to go over everything we said and decide if they were willing to, which it already sounded like they were, but confirmed
yeah.
that they wanted to go the route of having basically a temporary or...
A one-year contract.
Quote-unquote contract-ish
yeah.
Person, if that was something they wanted to do. I think he had forgotten to send a follow-up email after they had that meeting.
Okay.
So he just sent it really late. So we were already thought we were all on board, and then we got that
right.
email. And
right.
Yeah, so they meet again tomorrow, and then they plan on giving us a recommendation.
Their recommendations,
yeah. On
so it sounds like they're interested in proceeding down that road. And,
yes.
Me and I... Well, I talked to council again. Oh, with you. We talked on, the three of us talked.
I think we did. I think I had completely, I wasn't there.
Yeah, we talked,
Speakerphone.
I think you and, in your office, we talked with Mark.
Did we?
Yeah. That's how we got into that.
Well, I'm glad we did.
So, because remember you said it doesn't sound like, or maybe it was an email, I'm sorry. Now it's coming
okay,
back.
That makes more sense.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't remember.
You
that.
And I were in the office together reading the email.
I was like, I haven't talked
right.
to Mark since annual town meeting. Like,
yeah,
like,
we were reading the email
voice,
and I said, this is totally different. This take is totally different
yes.
than the last take.
Yes.
So we came up with the idea, are those emails in our... Those
no,
are,
those aren't, because those
were
yesterday.
After the fact. Yeah, you got to put those in next time.
Yeah.
So basically, we have what's considered temporary or seasonal employees in town. That's in our, those are job descriptions that we already have that exist in our policy manual. And that allows for us to hire somebody.
Non-benefited
for any amount of time we decide on a temporary basis.
Less than 52 weeks.
Correct. And so that really fits the bill for this type of a nurse position because they'd still be an employee, they'd still be covered by our insurances, but we can be very clear as to what that looks like and when it ends.
Mm-hmm. Without
yes.
having to go through extra steps and
right.
then change the way we did it. Because, I mean,
right.
Jean's question was how would we go about
creating the
contract,
all that kind of stuff. We don't have to
right.
do that. We're just going to slide it in under this temporary or seasonal, which is
right.
one or the other, they call it.
Because we already require that the nurse have personal malpractice insurance,
right.
but I think...
Which they have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But I think if we were to contract, like, right now Claire's also covered under our, as an employee under our insurance, as
right.
like general liability, whatever. I think
so
that...
So we liked this option
yeah.
as a better option. So this is what we... Mia was in a very nice email and explained all that to Jean, so the Board of Health would be privy to that.
He really liked the
update.
Idea, so it sounds like that was good.
And
great.
And, we had some good communications back and forth, so I think that at our next meeting, that'll be on the agenda.
Yes, because we'll have their recommendation.
Because we'll have their recommendation,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be able to... put together an offer.
Mm-hmm.
The only question I have is the people who interviewed are different than the Board of Health. The interview committee is a different group of people than the Board of Health. So the interview committee should be having that conversation and making the recommendation. I mean, it's like, oh, Robin, yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Took me a second.
There's a different interview committee than the Board of Health.
Even the Board of Health should be reviewing interview committee's recommendation.
Technically. Just so you know. So.
I can send an email.
Yeah.
Just thought of this.
The interview committee maybe should be at the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, I gotta take the lead of Dr. Sparks.
No, that's not gonna work. So there should just be a pleasant reminder of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think one has to, I mean, this can work. Just the interview committee has to have some type of a little, you guys have to have a meeting. I don't know who's on the interview committee. You, Jean, and Zubra. So that has to happen.
It does have to happen. And it's gonna be after.
Is what it is.
Well, if the recommendation
sometimes
is
there's little hiccups and we
yeah.
work on them.
If you have it afterwards, I mean, there's not many, there's only one applicant, so the options
right. That's what I said. I think we
aren't quite as
you feel around with that. There's no sense of we got to proceed. We want to move forward. So,
because right. I mean, they end up converging, and yeah.
Got 2 weeks. Hopefully you guys can chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can reach out to him.
That's what I mean. That's just a simple, particular conversation. And if there were some type of, issues between the two recommendations, then of course, then we have a bigger conversation than we had. But I'm guessing that's not the case, but I don't know for a fact.
No.
So,
it's
okay.
It'll be fine.
Right. I think it's just
it's just procedure at this
yeah.
point.
Town center, anything else on the nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Or Board of Health that we talk about?
Okay.
Town center accessibility improvements. I gotta look back. Recap that email. That's
there really wasn't.
There's no, okay. There's, we, I had asked Mia in our conversation, one of our multiple conversations, maybe we should reach out to the FERCOG. I might have said that in a meeting too. I get confused what I say when. And see if they have any next step funding but it sounds like that's kind of a dead end right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
And their only recommendation was the fully integrated application through MassDOT, and I was looking at the categories, and I think that the FERCOG may have misunderstood what the project is. How all-encompassing the project is, I guess I should say.
I did see, though we have that letter in our mail, part one, from, what's her name?
Oh, Betty Teagle.
Betty, I couldn't remember her, yeah. So, it might be worth a chat with Betty, see what she's got for ideas. She does this all over. She's.
You know who she is?
I do.
Who's
she
Betty?
Goes to every town. She is an advocate for accessibility. She visits lots of towns. She sends in messages and
does she offer
folks.
To come though, or does she just say
she
reach out?
She just
shows
up and then.
Did she reach out to us?
Yeah.
She's the letter in the last letter in part one.
Oh, okay.
She's got good information at times, you know. She might have some ideas for.
She said,
grant
she had
funding.
Cool ideas in there.
Yeah, she did. She had some ideas in there. She's very active in multiple towns when it comes to accessibility. She's doesn't live here, but that's something that she feels very compelled to do in her life. And has done
yes.
it for many years.
By the way, I think we should bring our ADA coordinator in. I've never met her. I don't know her, but...
Yeah, I don't even know if she's ever had to do anything that...
I'm not sure either. And I'm not sure how much she was informed of when she...
Took the position? That'd be a really good question.
I feel like
we
should...
We talked to her like 2 years ago. That's the last time I remember.
Really? I mean,
she
said she was willing to be reappointed.
So it's probably a good idea to have that conversation.
Yeah, because we've had her listed as our ADA coordinator with my phone number and email address.
Perfect.
I've never met her before.
So let's
I mean,
do
she's
that.
Really enthusiastic. She seems great. I don't know if we've ever had to.
Because I don't want to let it sit. We got to try to find some monies.
Right.
She should come in.
Yeah.
Should we invite her to
a
meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too.
Maybe bring her up to speed with this project.
I was going to say, send her everything
That's
we've got.
That's what I was thinking.
And let her know where we're at and our next step. And I don't know if she knows who Betty is.
Does she have experience in the field? Is that, do you remember?
I can't remember.
I really don't remember. Oh, you mean our rep?
Yeah.
I really don't remember even when.
I can't remember what it was, but
she
came in.
I don't
know. We
it's time to update ourselves because I don't remember.
It's all right. It's too much.
Yeah, well, just invite her. I was thinking about that because I'm like, I got to update her because her last name changed. So I was like, I have to update our procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Which needs to be updated anyways, but.
Okay.
And I'm like.
Let's do that.
I think we should talk to her.
And the elevator, we're talking about that here too?
Yeah, I didn't really know. I thought it made sense, but I don't know. I don't know.
What?
Well.
This was something promising. What?
Well, but we can't, I don't know if we can go back on an insurance claim. You know what? Like, the insurance claim might pay for this.
Right. I mean, if they say, yes, we have a claim, it's like, okay, well, then we have to fix the darn thing.
Well, right.
How are we going to fix it? Well,
my question
was, fixing it.
What is this the cost for them to come and put the board in? But is it the board too?
Total project cost.
Yeah.
Replace the burnt out emergency light
right,
alarm board with a generic board
that could potentially fix. If it does not, we can return the part with a restocking fee and the final invoice will reflect labor and the reduced cost on it.
Okay.
So it will cost us a little something.
I mean, I think that we should send
this
to the insurance people
company.
And say, do you want us to take this route? Yay or nay?
Well, they still haven't even decided if we want can get coverage.
I just would send it through.
Send it?
Yep.
Okay.
That will start the... I'll kickstart the conversation.
I don't know how they still haven't.
Well, because it's a big cost. It's a big nut.
Well, no, the second adjuster hasn't even
said anything.
Finished his
We've
review
gotten,
yet?
No. The other one finished his review in about 3 days.
We need to push that along if we can. I mean, the building's at a standstill.
I really,
winterized.
Yeah. Sue Gruen is looking for opportunities for the ramp there. I told her I really have tried.
If she has one, she can present it to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. I've tried to understand how it would work. I can't figure it out.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. She's looking for one in the meantime.
Okay. That's good.
I think that the guy from Mac Brothers, that was a little confused about it too, because he said rather than go the lengthy route of an insurance claim.
Well, where it would become lengthy is if we really can't fix it, and the insurance company says, okay, we're going to replace it.
Right.
Then it's a lengthy project.
Right.
Which
right.
will probably kick in a lot of things as part of that project.
Right.
Oh my God.
That would be my guess. So.
Yeah.
Let's send this to them and see what somebody says.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Heating oil for town buildings.
Yeah, so this one, I told Ron about this from a while ago, but now I have a solution to it. So, I made a mess up.
Oh
and
my Lord.
What did you do?
On our fuel bits. Well, it's not as big as other things, but it's a pretty big mess up.
Okay.
When we got the fuel bits.
Yeah.
I didn't understand at the time, not when we got them back, but when we first like have to put in what we want. I didn't understand when Tyson sent it back to me with his stuff that I had to enter anything. So I just sent it back to FERCOC. Apparently, it was my responsibility to enter heating oil. So, we didn't bid on a heating oil. Bid 0 gallons. Luckily, however, well, so then I reached out because I remembered when I went and did my like initial meetings with FERCOC that Laura Phelps, who's their chief of like the procurement department, had said that they reserve extra of whatever they do for their collective procurement for situations like that. So I reached out to her, like as soon as we got it back, to like sign and approve, I'm like, I'm looking at it and I was like, there's no way I did that. Like, it's impossible. So I saw it and that was back in May. Mm-hmm. And I reached out a lot and I was never getting any responses. And finally I reached out to somebody else and then I had a call back very quickly. And they can't add me in there, but the cool thing about being Heath and being a small town and not having a crazy number of buildings is that we actually don't even meet the threshold for a sealed bid this year. So we did last year because we, FY26, because we way over bid for oil. So we had to pay to store the remaining oil for like 6 months last year. Because we bid like 4,000 gallons more than we need. I mean, last year was a cold winter, so I don't anticipate us needing much more than that.
It was very cold.
Gallons wise. So we paid to store. I think it was almost 5,000 gallons of oil. So bidding closer, still with a little bit of wiggle room to what we used last year, we are under the $50,000 threshold. So all I gotta do is get 3 quotes. And then we can sign a contract and lock in a price. And I'm gonna use the state if we need another. Before I can do that, there's a statewide blanket contract that doesn't expire until September 30th. Because I know we need one in a couple weeks delivery since we use it for hot water. So I'm going to do a one-time purchase the state contract. And we'll get a tank out of that, and then that'll last us, and I'll get the 3 quotes. And then the statewide blanket contract expires September 30th. We'll have 3 quotes, we'll have a contract, we'll have a locked-in price, we'll be back on track, back on the fuel bids. Definitely not making that mistake again for next year. So we'll have something, it's just not going to be through Burgog.
Well, I'm going to be curious to see what the numbers are.
I know. It wasn't crazy bad. I want to say it was 371 on the statewide contract on Thursday. It's a new price every day, obviously. Wasn't awful. Obviously it's going to fluctuate, but we'll be able to lock in a price with a contract. So it'll be good. Curious to see what the quotes are though for a full year.
Yeah.
Especially because we don't take a full truck at a time at any of our locations. So it's a little, there's an added like charge for a part of a truck.
Okay.
But yeah. So that's that one. It's my update now that I have a solution.
Yeah, don't tell us what you did wrong until you know how.
Well, I told her.
I just sit patiently.
Right. We'll just wait it out.
If it was winter time, you would have known right away.
If it's really bad enough, I'll say, oh no, we got to bring it up right now.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. There's always an answer.
Or I can actually get 3 quotes.
The best way to learn.
I needed oil.
Absolute best way to learn something is to make a mistake. Out of it.
I will never make that mistake again. I can tell you that for free.
It's interesting. I remember that was kind of one of the interview questions that we were kind of looking for when we were doing, you know, candidates. If you get yourself into trouble, how are you going to get yourself out? You know, do you have the intuitive drive to seek out resources, find that person that's going to fix it for you?
Yeah.
And you have that innate ability.
Thank you. You did good.
You're good. Girl.
Ask questions.
Yeah.
My little quote.
I did read your quote.
I loved that. I was so inspired after
that. I'm inspiring.
She was inspirational in her emails the other day.
I am. I'd like to ask, do you want me to send you one every day?
Yes!
Some of them might not be as nice.
With a screenshot of your computer lock screen of the day, your animal of the day.
Oh,
and an inspirational
day. I'm on landscape.
Oh, okay.
But at work, it was capybaras. Capybaras.
Really?
That's what was this morning when I came out. I said, oh, look at them.
So
it made me so happy as I'm soaking my
coat. Oh, man.
We're going to have critters on here. That's sad. One day there was a beautiful parrot. I mean, it's like bright colors on the screen. It's like,
I have no idea. This was your thing.
I don't know.
Well, remember the toucan in the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to sing.
I was just going to.
I told you.
Bare necessities. Simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your pride. Oh, yeah.
Don't quit your day job.
No, I suck.
Oh, my God.
My family asks me not to even sing happy birthday when it's their birthdays.
I want to say, want a break from the ads?
But I do.
I love it. Actually, I had two bears cross in front of me the other day.
Did you?
I was walking Kluban, Taylor Brook, and I heard this crashing
crunch,
through
crunch,
the
crunch.
Woods.
Yeah.
I mean, crashing, and I look up, and there goes Mama, and then there goes Baby, and Kuba goes like, what was that? And then she goes, whoop!
Can I go? Can I go
right,
and
no,
check
girl,
it out? Check it out.
Right with me.
Let me out of
But yeah, they're pretty cute. Anyway.
All right, select board appointments. Make amendments to appointment list from June 30th. This must be something Mia needs.
Screwed up.
Point Mia.
It is.
Per usual, it's always stuff that's
Oh, to Energy Advisory Committee.
Yeah, so I didn't think that was a thing. And then Brian's like, why didn't you get appointed to that? And I'm like, well, I don't live in town.
You don't have to live in town.
Apparently you don't. And apparently the reason Hilma got appointed to it was because she was town coordinator.
Okay.
So Brian's like, well, we need you appointed to it. So I said, okay.
Yeah, if I could read. So I would like to make a motion to appoint Mia to the Energy Advisory Committee for this fiscal year.
Second.
We still need one more person. Listening.
Any discussion?
Do you have any discussion?
Do you have any discussion?
No, I still have to ask that. Any discussion?
Oh, but I made a motion, so I thought
I interrupted.
Oh, sorry. No, I have no discussion.
All in favor.
Lisa, I.
Robin, I.
Congratulations, Mia. Okay.
And Mia is, just so everybody knows, putting a great deal of effort into our, is that on your update list?
Yeah, but.
Oh, okay. A great deal of effort into the report to finalize our green communities, our first original grants. And that's taking a great deal of time.
Oh,
she's only had a couple breakdowns.
Only a couple? I was lost my mind the other day. Poor Robin.
She sent
absolutely
me a text.
Lost my mind. I was
she
so
did.
Alone. Well, because it spanned three town coordinators, I think three highway superintendents, an entire energy advisory committee, except for Brian DeVries, like multiple select board members, COVID,
oh,
and
wow.
Moving buildings. So let me tell you, finding... Oh, and it's specifics. Like, they want...
It's a very specific report.
They
yeah.
want signed statements
yeah.
saying
Brian
that...
Is Brian working on it now? Yeah. Reviewing it?
Yeah, he
okay.
reviewed the first 12
okay.
pages. And
she
said
me
those
the
are
text,
fine.
But she was bailing, basically. She was having
I was like,
down.
I can't do this.
I can't
I was like,
it.
I can't do it. I was like, I can't do it.
For a drink or something.
I was surrounded by piles of papers. You should have seen me.
Can I ask Brian for help? I said, yes.
I said, yes. You can't ask Brian
I
for help.
I can't figure it out.
Oh,
and so I got like
next,
halfway through.
And then I get another text
yeah.
the next day. Oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
I
did
thought about it overnight.
I did.
Good night's sleep.
I was like, I gotta take some deep breaths and then I'll get back to it.
Good night's
like,
rest.
I figured out.
I don't think there's anything that you can't do quite honestly.
Well,
so just take a beat and you'll figure it
and
out.
And it's pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
She does. She unloads in these texts. Right? right? And then my text is like, 2 seconds. Basically, don't worry.
It's okay. It's
fine.
Fine.
You're
gonna
fine.
Be fine.
You're fine. It's totally
and the
fine.
Next day I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I just wasn't fine yesterday.
And then I get
and we
same.
All have those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just need to
yeah.
check
that
out.
That was just one of those things
in.
And I'm looking at the pile of papers. It's like this tall. And I'm like, I'm gonna lose my mind. Yeah.
And all I'm thinking about is the amount of money attached to it that we want.
Yeah.
I want that money. So we can get more money. So we can finish
up. Yeah,
we
gotta finish up so we can apply
move on
again.
To the next
so
one.
Mia can apply again.
Move on to the next one.
You're good. You got it.
And the last one is training for the town coordinator. So this is just officially approving the expense that we already had a discussion about for Mia to take the public... Certified Public Purchasing Officer, of course.
Yeah, which is different from the one that you guys voted to do right when I started.
Right,
because
that's
initially.
Not to do that.
Well, that was just.
Well, that was
because
it was full.
Right.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
then it came up again. So I was like, Robin, can I put this on the agenda? And she's like, yeah, the finance, the other one. And then in the time it took,
for
like,
to even
the half an
it.
Hour for her to say, yeah,
it
you can put
full.
It on the agenda. And then for me to do another hour of something else before I could get to it, the class was full. It got announced that morning. Like, within 4 hours, the class was full.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, never mind. Maybe I'll do my MCPPO now. So that's
well,
what I put out here.
We decided to do this, so we just need to do an official vote to approve this expenditure
yeah.
and that.
Okay.
And
two of them are like self-paced, and then the third one is like, it's either like, I think it's either 2 days or 2 Fridays, it's nothing, but it's just expensive.
How's it coming out of, what's it coming out of?
Oh, come out of select board.
Select board expenses, as we discussed last time, yeah.
But right. Since we're not paying for dumpsters this year, we added an extra $1,000.
Yeah, we had money left over last year. Remember, we used it for dumpsters to clean out buildings and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I figure we'll be fine to spend the money on this now. And
yeah,
it's
we probably spent like $2,500 in dumpsters.
Yeah,
I have to assume a lot of dumpster stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So can I have a motion to approve the expense of $1,785 for Mia to attend or complete the Massachusetts Certified Public Purchasing Official trainings.
Yeah, not do you get to attend, but you need to complete.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, so moved.
Second, any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, I.
Robin, I.
Exciting. Good, thank you for that.
And that's that. And then
one more.
National Grid, three-phase project.
Could I get the smart meter out of the way?
Yeah, there's been communication back and forth on the smart meters. Basically, they said they had a process for which they undertook, and we know that they really didn't. But it is what it is at this point.
It's over and done with it, so I just said, I urge you to look into this for other communities that you have not done this for, because while this process may exist, you definitely did not follow it.
Right. So at least we've got our wording out. We have the communications, very good communications.
Mm-hmm. And the complaint was resolved, right? Is that the complaint we're talking about? Is
well, we do have in our mail
the guard
wire
that weren't
resolved.
They were okay with the resolution.
Yep.
And
they already moved it and everything.
Yeah, they moved it like that day.
I drove
by when they were doing it.
And Mia, we had some communications about the tree, the logs on Avery Brook.
Yes.
And that I stuck my snout in it, as I always do, which then proceeded with multiple phone calls from different people. And those logs are supposed to be gone this week, if they are not already.
They're not.
They were some pushback. I got some calls too.
Did you?
So, but they're logs by what telephone pole is like number 38? Are you
the one that's
you get pictures from Billy, right?
Yeah.
The one that's sticking in the road.
That one's.
That's gonna be gone by the end of this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If not, they're gonna have a real big issue, because then that then if Bob would have lied to me, because he put it in writing they'd be gone by the end of this week.
No, Bob wouldn't do that.
So we'll
Okay.
I do know that they're having communications with some property owners on some of the other logs that sit back from the road a little bit,
mm-hmm.
that people haven't picked up their logs yet. They are going to give dates for completion and then have to come and take them if folks don't follow through. So,
right.
But we did say that because the fair is coming and there's going to be an extreme amount of traffic, almost saw somebody hit that log that's sticking in almost into the road.
Yeah, and trailers and so forth.
Yeah, so they do know that that little pile in particular. And then there was one other just long one that runs parallel up closer, up further as you go up. I did take a picture of that one. I sent it to them. It's not in the road, but I did say it's close. So if you're coming, why not
just
take
it
too? Why would you not take it too?
Okay.
So hopefully we see that happen this week.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
They pretty much said, well, not as explicitly, what's the word for it? I think so. As they said at end of the week on that specific one,
mm-hmm.
They insinuated, which I know that doesn't always mean much, but that the rest of them would be gone by the fair.
They did make it sound like
they
everything
did.
Was being taken care of.
By the fair.
I didn't have all of them listed.
Right.
I took the ones that absolutely had to go. I didn't care who owned them. They got to go.
Right.
Because if they don't go, someone is going to hit that one that's sticking out, and it is going to hurt somebody. So
I have dumpsters coming up. I have porta potties coming up. I have so it's like if they're not gone by Monday,
we're gonna
have to hound them again. Because I got the tent company coming up on Tuesday.
If they're not gone by Monday, then we're probably gonna have to just have Tyson and grab that, especially that one that's sticking into the road.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm gonna be really pissed, and Bob's gonna have to come to a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
build them.
So, yeah, I was going to say, build them. No, if we take them ourselves, yeah. No, I've already said, I almost watched an accident, and I'm assuming that there could be one that's coming, and then, I mean, in essence, I basically said, guess who's liable for that, but that doesn't help if someone's injured or worse.
Right, the damage has been
done. You know, it's like, right, responsibility after the fact only has so much value.
Right.
So I think they heard it, though. All right, town coordinator updates.
Yeah.
Do we have
There wasn't too many, although there was a little bit of an update that I could have given on some of the no update ones, so I might add those.
Well, Green Communities Grant we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The sign we talked about.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, I went over that. I quickly asked Tyson because I was like, I feel like there was like a resolution to this, and he said, oh, yeah, it's been done with for a while, and I was like, oh, it happened. So he explained that, I guess, Ken and Tyson did meet.
Ken
Gilbert
okay.
and Tyson.
Yeah, I just
Matt.
The first one.
No, I should have clarified that anyways for the recording, but they did meet and Tyson got set up with Permatize, and I guess they talked to the Permatize people. Why do I do that? The Permatize people at FERCOG who couldn't set him up with an account for whatever reason, and it sounded like, from what Tyson was saying, it was because he doesn't have a town email. So I don't know if there's some security, which there usually is, because things become public record.
Who's the town email? It's highway department.
No, Ken.
Sorry.
Oh, so sorry. Okay,
Ken.
Yep, all right.
So he couldn't get his own sign-off request for as E911. So they agreed, and it happened so infrequently that it should be, didn't seem to be previously, but it should be pretty easy to remember to make sure that it lets Ken know.
So Tyson's going to be responsible.
So Tyson's going to be, yeah. Which I don't think is going to be a problem whatsoever. I don't know why it wasn't happening before Tyson, but
okay,
yeah. So, and they're going to have to kind of backtrack on that driveway they had a problem with, but that Ken was okay with it, how they worked it out, so that Tyson just makes sure with him before he approves anything. And Tyson got a demo of Permatize.
Oh, good.
He use it now.
Good.
He has his own brand new login.
Beautiful.
And yeah, so that one's all done. I wanted to clear that off.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And I did have a couple like one sentence updates on some of the others that I put no updates, so I probably shouldn't have done that. But I can add them separately.
Okay.
The cruiser, I don't think they understood my email. Because then they responded and said, like I said before, we don't have any funding to outfit the cruiser. So then I said again, well, what if you guys continued to own the cruiser and we outfitted it, and then since I asked another question, I still have not gotten a response to that question.
That's very difficult, huh?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, well, we're not buying and outfitting.
And the more
I'm
thinking
about,
because
that was never the conversation originally.
Yeah.
So,
like, how if they were going to have this memorandum of
understanding
they drafted, why would we have a memorandum of understanding with them if they weren't paying for anything?
Right.
If we're not actually we're not going to share something with them that they're not financially contributing to.
Right.
That's called a purchase.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
And then they could pay us to
purchase
use it.
And then follow costs.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not going to happen for free. And the more I think about it, too, I want to throw it out there. With all this age stuff, I mean, with Nick being capped at 70, we can't guarantee that who comes in after Nick is going to want to work with both towns. So I want to throw that into the conversation too, because as we look at this moving forward, I mean, by the time we get enough emails back to actually get something in writing, Nick's going to have like 6 months until he turns 70.
Right.
So it's just something to throw out there to think about. I was thinking about that this morning.
Yeah, and there's just so many other conversations going on right now about, you know, the ambulance, the fire, you know, sharing police. We just got that notification that the FERCOG, about the grant
for
further
EMS
evaluation.
Yeah, for more
studies
about
fire
districts
sharing
and sharing. And
yep.
So there's so much
happening behind the scenes.
Yeah. That, I mean, I don't want to make any final decisions without Will.
Mm-mm.
On that, but I think we just need to put it on the agenda at some point.
I think we do too.
We may have to if the, we may just have to wait until ATM and get money for a new vehicle.
Yeah, I'm like pouring out of it.
Right. I'm just throwing that as an option. I'm not saying that that's a definite, but.
Right, right.
We may have to
yeah.
regroup and just keep watching between now and then to see what's out there if something comes up.
Right.
On one of the websites that Will's been checking anyways.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
I did send a follow-up kind of on that note. I should put this on here too, but it's just a quick update, not like a discussion. But I did send a follow-up back to Paul Mark's office about the waivers, and I haven't heard back yet. Because we had heard that Rep. Barrett was willing to take it on, but then I sent a follow-up email about who he had contacted at Rep. Barrett's office so I could send them everything they need. And if what they need is the same as what Natalie Blay's office needed. But I haven't heard back yet. So I do send a follow up to Casey again.
Okay. What was it that we needed to do for the auxiliary firefighter?
So that's a good question because Nick posed it to us as we needed to accept a job description, but since he's a strong chief, he appoints his people. He
right.
gets to choose. I mean, he could choose a whole new policy outside of the personnel policy that he wanted the fire
right.
department to follow
right.
if he wanted to. So I really do think that it's up to him. I mean, if he wants to have auxiliary members, if he's a strong chief, that's his deal. I mean, we insure the fire department. So that's the only other. Not that we're not separate entities, but
I guess we'd have to know that the insurance would cover whatever that position is, that auxiliary position.
Right. Right. I still don't know if you'd want the auxiliary past 70, but the auxiliary could cover from 65 to 70.
Right. I guess we just need at some point more information on that.
So we could
if somebody who has that already, does anybody have that in place? An auxiliary.
He had said, I
want to
say he said Corinne had it.
Okay. Well, let's follow
and
up.
They were
with
using
Nick on
it
that.
For a couple of people.
Okay.
And I can add that back in mail.
Or Alice. Let's ask Alice
yeah.
if we might get a quicker answer.
Mm-hmm.
From Alice.
Yeah.
Now that she's doing the office stuff.
Yes.
Legitimately. Put her to work. Okay, what else?
Tim sent another thing to White Heating because asking about the Sawyer heating system.
Yeah.
And
I asked him that. That's why that came
I assume,
up.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
I think he said that too. He's like, where is this? And the guy from White Heating was like, I sent it in the mail forever ago. What do you mean you don't have it? I'm like, I never got it. I get his invoices when he sends invoices.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has a like a separate company do that, though. Like, I don't know if he hires somebody to do his billing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he... It's very real possibility, as everyone makes the mistake of. This is really confusing, so it's a valid mistake to make, that he tried to send it maybe to 18 Jacobs Road. Never got here, but Tim asked him to send it again.
And did
he said
confirm
he was going to. I haven't gotten anything yet.
Did he confirm the address?
I told him to. I told Tim to tell him that, make sure that he was sending it to
does
the right
guy
place.
Email?
I asked, I said, why can't he just email it? He said he doesn't want to email it. He wants to send it by mail. I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't email it. But then again, I've never gotten anything via email from White Heating.
Hmm.
So I don't know if he does email.
Maybe he doesn't. Okay.
So that's that one. Boris Clerk position, I just want to bring it back up, not to discuss it, but just to say that I'm bringing it back up because
we have to deal with it.
In the same note as looking at the temporary position thing, we can only have that temporary position for 52 weeks.
Right.
So just a thing to think about. Overhead doors, I know they installed at least two of them the other day. Tyson said they were going to come back, but I don't remember if he said they were going to come back the following day or if they were going to come back another day. So I'm not sure if they were all installed, but they came and installed at least two of them. Deerfield River Watershed, I got to follow up with CONCOM. They never got back to me with dates.
Well, I was
actually more interested in reaching out to Chris first, seeing if where he is in his process and does he still want us. And if so, then bring in CONCOM and say, if you want us, then great, then we need to have a joint meeting. But I don't want to chase down CONCOM if Chris is saying they don't need us anymore. You know what I'm saying?
But weren't we saying that we knew he probably wasn't going to need us anymore for a letter of support, but we knew he was going to need us at some point anyways if they wanted to put these designations in place, so that's why we were...
Right, but I don't know if that's still what his plan is. So I was looking for updated information from Chris to find out where he is in the process and is he still wanting to involve Heath. And if yes, great. We have questions for you. We need you to come up here and meet with our CONCOM. When are you available? And then you can let CONCOM know when Chris is available and see if they can send a rep or at least have Bill there.
Okay.
I think you'll get more action out of going through Chris than
okay.
CONCOM. If that's agreeable to you, Robin.
I'm fine with whatever.
Thank you.
And first, I got to follow up with CONCOM on that too. They had the meeting on the 30th. Yeah, 2 days after our last meeting to look at our restoration plan. They never sent any follow-up. It was approved. I guess, that our wetland guy would reach out and say, hey, CONCOM did something. I didn't get anything. So I gotta follow up on that. Because I don't know what's going on there, and we'll have to figure out if it's something, like if the highway department has to rent like a mini excavator or something to get in there, because it would just be pulling it out. I did, however, quickly talk to Mike Kuchera, who's not happy about the situation. So just throwing it out there.
It's what it is.
Yep.
At this point.
We just need to deal with it and move on.
Yeah. And no updates on the others.
Roof leak? Nothing back from...
No, I admittedly haven't had a chance to call the guy yet.
Wait, supposed to
reach
out to Titan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Titan. I meant the stucco siding.
No. Let's talk with the leak. Tam was supposed to reach out to Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And?
I don't know that part.
Okay.
I was supposed to reach out to the stucco guy because that's where, like, the gym leaks. That's what I thought coming from, right?
Well, there's
the
a
there.
Detail there at the that window wall.
Yeah. Is that the siding, though, or is that just...
It was a seal.
He caulked the joint, the window joint
right.
seal, the window trim, or something. I can't, I'll have to look back.
Okay.
Is that where he said this water was coming through, or was there still a room? I guess
he said this water in the library was coming from there, but it's also leaking again in the gym, and you can see where all that paint's bubbled back up. So I think that's coming from the windowsill. It must be, or that detail. But then he said something else about the stucco siding causing some of the leaks. So just a lot of leaks.
So who are you supposed to reach out to about stucco?
Somebody that I know who does stucco siding that could come out here, maybe.
My stucco guy is not going to come this far out, so I had asked. I just sent an email back to Tim and copied Mia, obviously. And just said, you know, if you guys know anyone, then let's reach out. If not, we're going to have to seek somebody.
Yeah, my mom works for somewhere that does a lot of work on commercial buildings and churches. And through that, like big churches,
mm-hmm.
she ends up with a lot of contractors in this area that do odds and ends, like specific work. So she had known this person. Maybe he'll come out here.
Okay, but Tim was reaching out to Titan.
Yeah.
Right? Because
I know he got on the roof and looked at everything and got photos that he was going to send to Titan. I don't know how that correspondence went, though.
I'll send a note and follow up on him. That was why, when it leaked, I said, let's get Titan up.
Right.
And the photo he sent...
Because they were just here.
It didn't even look like anything got replaced right there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, having them come is a good way to really let them look at it and see if where the leak is coming from.
Yeah.
Just have that expertise.
Because, I mean, don't When companies do roofs, don't they usually replace all the corners?
But not every place has been done on the building, so.
But I thought that was part of the section that they did.
I couldn't tell from the picture.
I know, I couldn't either. It looked like it wasn't touched, so.
Yeah.
But then he said
that's
it was.
That's why I wanted them to come up here.
Yeah.
Original, right from the get-go.
Yeah.
I'll follow up on the roof.
Okay.
And the heat.
Okay.
Roof and heat. All right. That's updates. Good. Good, good. And now I've lost the.
So we're at the roller?
Oh, yeah, I didn't have any updates on that. I haven't gotten a notice. None. Whoa, speaking too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Notice to proceed yet. So, still waiting to get that before we can do anything.
Well, we've already talked about the retaining wall for the salt shed. Excuse me.
I just have to get the permit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mail.
Very long list.
Long list,
good.
But a lot of things we've already talked about.
Yes.
So part one, the first half, we've already discussed about number 9 road and then the guardrail. We've got the weekly log from the highway department, FYI.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about CAF 2. We've talked about the Board of Health. We did get the recommendation to meet twice a year from the Board of Health. Is that what it was? Twice a year? Yeah. So we should probably plan sometime in the fall to get together, I would say. And then we'll do it again in the spring. And let's see. Accessibility, we've talked about that. The lift, we talked about that. Betty Teagle, we talked about her letter. That was all part one.
Mm-hmm.
And in part two, we talked about the procurement training for Mia. We talked about that. We talked about National Grid, smart meter, the resolution to the guy wire. So then we've got a letter from a resident requesting a cleaning out here in the entryway. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can let Tim know that. Um, 2D8T info I've got from a bunch of information sheets and some updates from and questions and answers from Martha. The July-August meeting updates and the email where we were invited to next Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, for a discussion about Franklin Tech.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a public discussion.
No, that's an invitation only. Huh?
Yeah,
right. I'm not able to go.
I'm going.
Oh, you're going. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good, because you're the good one to go.
Oh, thank you.
I know at least 2 FinCom are coming.
Okay, good.
If it's 3, I'm going.
Yeah.
It's 3, I don't know. I know Art's going, and then Mary brought it up. She's like, we should have Art come talk at a meeting. Speaking with Art's like, they're not even telling us much.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like everybody's confused. So it'll be really good to have this meeting. I'm glad Buckland is organizing this. It's really good of them to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll report back at the next meeting about that.
Thank
yeah.
you for going, the 2ZUs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was part 2. Part 3.
I didn't realize that was an entire contract or I wouldn't have added it.
Yeah.
Until I went to actually, I don't always have time to read the mail before I put it in the mail.
Mm.
I most of the time read all of it afterwards. So then when I got to that packet, I'm like, that was unnecessary.
All
right.
So we can pass that.
Yeah.
And part 4, so the public safety assessment discussion, we have kind of touched on that. We've talked about that a little bit. Website.
Right, the ADA.
Oh, yeah, the ADA website, right. This is all informational, nothing. The invitation for the Mary Lyon Foundation Resource Fair. I don't think we did
why
that.
Why would we be invited to that? I had to actually look it up saying, why would we be invited to that?
I don't know.
We don't have any resources for the community. Right? I was like, am I missing something?
No.
Okay.
Really.
All right. I think we were invited once before, last year maybe.
Yeah, well, the letter had Helma's name on it, so.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember discussing it, too.
No.
And then mosquitoes.
Mosquito mail.
Mosquito mail.
Mosquito mail.
Mosquitoes. I'm glad the mosquitoes make it in. A lot of mosquitoes. And Department, oh boy.
They're doing another one.
The extension, yes, I did read that. That's just the extension of the agreement, again, between the Department of Public Utilities.
We don't need
Yeah, you don't need to.
We don't need to vote on that, right?
No, we don't need
it. Okay.
It's just your update saying
their
that they extend
one.
The agreement again for
the 12th time.
Telecommunications and wires and poles. Right. It's their 12th extension.
Right.
They're still trying to figure out what they
through
want to do.
Through 2027. Because they keep discussing it. And
since
they say, oh, we'll have a new plan. And then they don't have the plan for the date, so they have to extend the one from 84 or 94. I don't remember how long ago it was.
Really?
I think it was 2008.
That long?
Or 2008. It's a long time
ago. But I
think
that they said that was like a new agreement after there had been a previous agreement. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just... Yeah.
Oh, it's like...
And then part five was the notice of intent. We've already talked about that.
Yeah.
So that's all the mail, and then new business. So the only thing I had was those two meetings this week that I had sent a note out for. I don't know. Are you who? How did that
well,
all
she's
fall
coming.
Out?
He said he could do one or the other, but he wasn't sure which one yet. He was available at the time, but working around roadside mowing, he wasn't sure when he could which of the two that he was going to be able to do. So then you said that you could do Friday.
I can only do Friday.
I emailed him and said, please don't come on Friday. You can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good if you could be there
tomorrow.
Are you going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't answer. Yeah. Obviously, well, Anne's having surgery, but.
Right.
So I don't know.
I'm probably not going to be there, but I'll
be
there.
But as long as somebody's there.
We've got at least me. And then are you coming on Friday too? So it'd be you and me? Okay, good.
Fires tomorrow and police is
fires
yeah,
tomorrow,
got
police is Friday, and then EMS is next Wednesday. Just throwing that out there if anybody wanted to come. But, and you're obviously not going to be available.
Next Wednesday when?
They're during the day.
Oh, I was going to say.
That's probably why you haven't been as of yet. They're at...
Okay. Wait, what's... Yeah,
they're
not
at
I can't.
One at the Shelburne Falls
the
Fire 19th? Station.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah.
So, next meeting, you'll let us know whether...
Yeah, and I have a couple other things to follow up with you on that I think need to go on the agenda.
Okay. You'll let us know whether Tyson's coming.
Yes. Oh, just write that down. Make sure.
And then we'll have, the very next meeting is going to be just for the...
Yeah.
It's going to be
the
Zoom.
The Zoom, which will be next Monday, but then our real meeting.
And remember we have Sheriff Stanton at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Talk about 2018.
Oh, yeah. So let's just put, we'll push out. As long as we get an update from Tyson, we don't need to have
that's what I was going to ask earlier,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
it's just a Tyson update. He doesn't need to
hear. As long as you have his update.
Let me just ask for something else for next meeting.
We're going to get the nurse will be on the Board of Health recommendation and the interview.
We had said Cruiser, but I don't know if that was going to be right away or not.
The what?
A future one.
Oh, yeah, that's a
way.
Okay.
I had two things on my list on my whiteboard. One of them is the one I'm just going to follow up with you on.
So that's the Tuesday after the fair, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Good. I might be reclined somewhere, but it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, at that next meeting, we just hopefully have, like, the final plan from Tyson about what's going to happen on 9.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we pretty much know, but he was going to confirm
everything. Yeah, there's still a possible way that we could do a single co on that road for not much more than that 86.
Okay. I mean, well, see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did we have? Oh, we probably will have something on the elevator by then, I would think.
Yeah.
let's just see what falls into place.
There's always something.
I think the school piece is going to take up a good chunk of time anyways. Mm-hmm. That's a good hour at least, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Of important conversation.
Yes, very.
All right, what else? My dad?
Well, I guess Franklin Tech will be an agenda item.
What?
Oh, yeah, because we're going to have that meeting.
Mohawk.
Right.
Franklin Tech.
Oh, Franklin Tech.
Yeah, because we'll have our meeting to talk about. And then you can decide after your meetings this week whether there's anything to talk about ambulance, police, fire.
EMS is, I think, oh, it's next week. Yeah, so there would be something if there was. Yeah.
I mean, those just might be short updates, though, no really action or anything.
Right.
All right. So I'll take a motion to adjourn. If there's nothing else, we're going to sign some stuff and get out of here.
Make a motion, we adjourn at 7:06.
Second it. All in favor.
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye.